Assalamu alaikum to all of you, dear mu'mineen and mu'minat. Welcome to Reach the Peak, your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha. قال عليه السلام في الذين اعتزلوا القتال معه خذلوا الحق ولم ينصروا الباطل. Amir al-Mu'mineen, peace be upon him, said about those who avoided fighting on his side, they have forsaken the truth and did not aid falsehood. In this hikmah, hikmah number 12, according to the Fayyaz edition of Nahjul Balagha, Imam alayhi salam refers to a group of people that came to him, and each gave a reason for not wanting to take a part in the battle of Jamal. People like Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas, Abdullah ibn Umar, Sa'id ibn Zayd, Usama ibn Zayd, Muhammad ibn Muslim, and Anas ibn Malik. One of them reasoned that in this battle, innocent people will be killed because it is a war of Muslims against Muslims. And I will not fight this battle unless you give me a sword which can differentiate between the people of truth and the people of falsehood. Another reason that I will never go to war against those who say La ilaha illallah. Another who it has been said in narrations was Abdullah ibn Umar, reasoned that I will not fight in a war that I have doubt about its righteousness, and I'm very unsure about this battle. Although these people didn't fight alongside Imam Ali alayhi salam and didn't take part in the battle, they also didn't join the enemy's forces. Imam Ali alayhi salam said about these people that they have forsaken the truth and have not aided falsehood. So that's okay, right? At least they didn't fight against the Imam. It doesn't matter that they didn't fight for him either. No, sorry, that's not how it works. The Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, said, "As-sakitu 'ani al-haq shaytanun akhras." The one who is silent on the truth is a mute shaitan. For this hadith, we understand that forsaking the truth is a great failing in itself. Those who don't support the truth are indirectly helping falsehood and weakening the truth. This is especially true if they are people of influence, because their words and actions affect other people's beliefs, and their silence and inaction will contribute to their society's confusion and misguidance, making them mute shayateen. The good news is that this is also true for falsehood, meaning ignoring the invitation of falsehood when it reaches out to us for help is a way to weaken falsehood and its followers. For example, when someone invites us to a majlis of haram or waste of time, or when a new movie or video game or any kind of media production is released by the forces of falsehood, ignoring and rejecting it will diminish their power. And this is the least that we can do against batil. Ignoring the army of truth's call for help and support will have major consequences. Those who don't come to join Imam Ali's army, those who pledged their love and loyalty to Ahl Bayt alayhim as-salam but refuse to fight by their side, there are people who are after comfort in this dunya, and indeed they will face severe discomfort and hardship in this dunya and in the hereafter. In the book Tu'af al-Ughul, page 504, Imam alayhi salam narrates an advice from Jesus, son of Mary, alayhi salam wa ala ali nabiyyina, where he said, "If someone's house catches fire, you must help to put it out, otherwise that fire will eventually reach your house." Also, if a ruler begins to oppress people, you must stop him, otherwise he will oppress you one day. In sermon number 27, which is known as the Sermon of Jihad, Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "Man tarakahu raghbatan anhu ألبسه الله ثوب الذل وشمله البلاء. Whoever turns away from it, i.e. from jihad and sacrifice to support the truth, Allah Azza wa Jalla will clothe him in the garb of shame and suffering will overcome him. So you see the punishment for not helping the army of truth and thus weakening the army of truth is as swift as it is severe. It will not wait until the hereafter. Indeed, anyone who shirks away from the duty of jihad and neglects supporting and helping the truth will face its consequences right here in this life. For example, Abdullah ibn Umar, who was among the people who did not take part in the Battle of Jamal, was later forced to bear the disrespect of the Hajjaj and beg him to accept his pledge of allegiance, while Hajjaj openly humiliated him. You probably heard this story. It is said that after Hajjaj defeated Abdullah ibn Zubayr and hanged his body, Abdullah ibn Umar feared for his own life and went to see Hajjaj in the middle of the night and congratulated him on his victory against Zubayr and said to him, "Because I do not want to spend a night without having paid allegiance to the Imam and Caliph of the time, I'm asking you to give me your hand so that through you I pledge my allegiance to the Khalifa Abdul Malik." He also referred to a very popular hadith from our beloved Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, who said, "Man mata wa lam ya'rif imama zamanihi mata mitatan jahiliya." Whoever dies without having known the Imam of his time, indeed has died the death of an ignorant one. Hajjaj extended his leg instead of his hand and said, "Pledge allegiance with my foot instead." Abdullah said, "Are you mocking me?" Hajjaj said, "Oh, you foolish Quraysh, you did not pledge allegiance to Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, the Khalifa of your time, and did not fear Allah that you had not pledged allegiance to the Imam of the time. And now you have come to me, and through me you want to pledge allegiance to the Umayyad Khalifa. I know that the thing that made you to do this is the dead body hanging in front of you. Get up and go, because you cannot fool me with your tricks." Abdullah left ashamed and humiliated. There are many examples in every era of human history about how people who did not come to the help of the army of truth exposed themselves to humiliation and how they faced difficulties and hardship in this dunya. Therefore, do all in your power to use everything that Allah has granted you for helping the cause of Imam of Age, Ajalallah Ta'ala Farajul Sharif, and the army of truth, which in our time is led by our beloved and wise leader, Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei. May Allah protect him and give him victory over the enemies of humanity until the day when he passes the standard of Islamic revolution to Imam Mahdi Ajalallah Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif. Ya Allah, hasten the reappearance of our Imam and bless us to be among his true helpers, supporters, and soldiers. And this was your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha. So reach the peak wherever you are.
Wherever you are.